Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Fun game in sports tonight. Fun night of sports. You got the Rockets and Mavericks, but we're going to be focusing on Texans and the New York Jets. The Jets are 2.5-point favorites. I'm still struggling with it. I do understand the reasons why the Jets could win. It is weird, though, that the Jets are favored in this game. Does it make you feel any worse?
I don't think it makes me feel worse, because I think the Texans are going to win. I know it's funny. I might feel differently about this game if the Texans were favored. Like the Jets' energy. I think I'm just annoyed that I think Vegas got it wrong. The Texans should still be favored in this game. No matter how they've played this season, the Jets are the worst football team. All the talent they have, the Texans are better than them. They're 6-2. The Jets are 2-6. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty straightforward to me that they should be the team favored in this game. I'm glad they're not. I'm taking the Texans plus 2.5 or 2, wherever I can get it, because I haven't placed an actual wager yet, so I got to do some snooping around. Mm-hmm. I'll be using my bookie for that one.
Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
I'm not in Louisiana, so I can't use mine. So we're in a
Sean,
illegal
you can
state.
Say it. It's okay.
What?
You can say it.
Well, I mean,
I thought you were going to promote your. I was trying to set you up to promote yours, prospects. Too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Joe Mixon Moore on his rushing yards. I mean, come on.
Easy.
That, maybe some Will Anderson sack. There you go. Mm.
They're going to get mad at me. I think we're going to get stabbed by the MyBookie people.
Nah, we're all
That's
friends.
Twice I've mentioned that word today.
We're all friends on this show. We kind of have to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't be killing each other.
No.
We're not like the guys in, you know, who stabbed Jon Snow.
No.
That little child Ollie or whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. That little beady-eyed bastard.
Yeah.
Shot my boo thing with an arrow. Didn't just kill me. Killed my ex-boo thing. So I had to settle for a fascist like Danny. Well, what? She was a fascist.
Yeah, you're right.
Who killed more people, Hitler or Daenerys Targaryen? I mean, it's a tough question.
We don't really know the population of these places.
We don't know how many people lived in King's Landing.
They don't know, really.
Right.
I can't imagine record keeping was.
And she burned other people, too.
Yeah, she burned.
There's quite a bit.
Killed a lot of people.
A lot of them.
I mean, I definitely.
I'll give Danny this. She was less of. She didn't discriminate as much.
She was effective at her job.
Combatants, non-combatants, she killed them all.
If you didn't bend the knee, you died. Yeah. It was pretty simple.
That's it.
People were just, you know, hanging out in King's Landing on vacation. Burned.
Croaked.
Yep. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett was out there with two margaritas. I meant to run away like in the last Jurassic Park world. look, they win this game tonight. I don't think that they're going to get us all the way back to preseason hype mode, right? I don't think there's anything they can do. A couple of touchdown victory, I would feel good about it. It would show a little bit of toughness. It's the first time on a short week that they've played a game to win after losing Stephon Diggs, which is a gut punch to the locker room. No Nico Collins, and with some other guys missing tonight as well, it would be pretty impressive. It won't get us back to where we were before, but I will give them a hearty pat on the back and a tip of the cap and some flowers.
If Tank Dell scores 2 touchdowns tonight and has over 10 receptions, that might make me feel closer to the beginning of the season. Like if he shows up for the first time this year and is actually really impactful, because then you can start to wonder about what it's going to look like the following Sunday when you play the Detroit Lions. So I think you would need that. You need Tank Dell to have a monster game to be overly impressed. Because at the end of the day, even if you win by 2 touchdowns, well, then the Jets are 2-7.
And they probably quit in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
This is a game where you can't really – I don't know how much respect you can gain just because next week, that's the one where that's the – oh, the hype train might be all the way back on if they do – beat the Lions, but this is a game where you just I mean, my expectations are so low. I'm just like, just win. Just, I'm already mentally prepared for 19-16 game-winning field goal to win it. It's like, I don't think this is going to be a instant classic kind of game. I think this is one where we might all have a little bit of Al Michaels-itis while we're watching this, kind of wishing we were doing other stuff. But.
Come on, guys. It's football time in Houston, in New York, on Halloween.
I think Al Michaels is gonna be speaking for us watching this game.
I thought Sean was just saying he's going to have steak for dinner
while
you're watching the game.
No, God.
Well, you wouldn't do that? Why not?
Just random steak on a random night? Just going to cook it up?
No. God. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Come on.
Sean, you live in an apartment now. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I want to be able to make grit. I don't think I'm not going to buy steak.
Steak's not that expensive.
Whoa, easy, Mr.
Yeah.
Middle
Management. No.
Yeah.
You freeze it. Cause
that's what my boss says.
I do have an embarrassing steak story, but this is advice for Sean.
Did you choke on it?
No.
Okay.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
That's my embarrassing steak story.
Hey, Sean, when you live in an apartment, great way to cook steak, air fryer. Try it.
Okay.
Well, you have to be able to afford an air fryer, Mr. Middle Management. We can't all afford an air
fryer. Christmas is coming up. Ask for an air fryer for Christmas.
You can ask for it from Joe, Middle Management Joe.
We'll see how the show goes.
We'll see how the show goes. All right. Well, that's not a no. That's not a no there. Yeah, this is one of those games where you hope that the Texans' defense continues to win them games. That's been why they're 6-2. It's their defense. And, yeah, C.J. Stroud, hey, he's done what he can. But the defense has, in multiple games, really risen to the occasion. And in a game where Aaron Rodgers is not at 100% in the pass rush, has the defensive player of the month in Will Anderson. That was announced earlier today. That is definitely a good sign for this team.
Yeah, the 33rd team, I just saw this, put out this stat today. The Houston Texans are number one in the NFL in percentage of plays in which their opponent goes for negative or 0 yards.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
40.8% of their plays go for negative or 0 yards, their opponents, which that seems crazy.
Well, they have had a lot of games with quarterbacks that have gone 33% completion.
that does help your percentage.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, helps you balance out.
A lot of Anthony Richardson.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Incompletions.
Trevor Lawrence incompletion.
And you got sacks as well. You're right, Trevor Lawrence didn't have a great game either.
Caleb Williams.
Didn't have a great game either.
Actually, now it makes sense. The Texans are number one.
A lot of sacks and a lot of incompletions, which isn't a bad thing. Like, they are forcing teams.
Yeah.
I think at this point we can say that this is those games are a reflection of the Texans' defense more so than, you know, when the Josh Allen game happened, we're like, oh, just kind of a bad Josh Allen game. And there is some of that, but the Texans have done that against most of the quarterbacks they face so far.
The defense has been spectacular this year for the most part. I mean, to deal with the injuries that you're going through, another game where you have no Jimmy Ward, you have no Azeez Al-Shaair, at least Henry Toto'o is going to be back tonight for this one, and you need him because, you know, D'Amico mentioned this earlier in the week, you know, Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, very talented running backs. So, like, you're going to need good linebacker play tonight to slow Breece Hall down specifically. He's a stud. So that's the one guy with the Jets I'm probably most concerned by.
Okay.
Is Breece Hall.
Breece Hall. Yeah, he has had a pretty good season. I was talking with Jets fan Mike Meltzer about Breece Hall. I'm not sure he thinks Hall is as good as maybe his stats indicate.
I didn't know he was a Jets fan.
Oh, yeah, he's a Jets fan.
Oh, so he's miserable, too.
He's good at hiding it.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's not out and about with it like Jake Aspen. Yeah. Jake, we get it, dude. Like, relax. They suck.
I saw Stutzy and Jake together yesterday, a little photo in New York. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. The
Asmaniacs?
That he doesn't think Breece is as good as he is. Because he's an explosive running back. Did he say if it's more like he's not consistent? Because I could see that argument where it's almost like the argument with Joe Mixon coming into the season was that he would get you 2.5 yards at most. And then you'd have one big rushing play that would kind of cover the rest of it. But I like Breece Hall. Scares me. Spooky season.
See, there it is. Spooky season.
Spooky.
Would have gotten away with you. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for Kenyon Green.
That meddling left guard.
Take his mask off.
I have a confession that I watched the really terrible Scooby-Doo movie like last week.
Yeah, whatever. You got
to get. Wait, what's the really terrible? The live action one?
I didn't watch it with my kid.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a live action Scooby.
The original one with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah, yeah. It was just, I was just scrolling through HBO Max and it was on there. I was like, sure.
Who plays Daphne?
His wife.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's it. Okay. I know that they made a HBO adult cartoon, Mindy Kaling of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched it. I tried. They're trying a little too hard.
Was Scooby-Doo your era, like growing up? Oh,
dude, F you, man.
Like Scooby-Doo was a huge part of my, like, I didn't know if it was before
I mean, it was
you.
Scooby-Doo reruns were, but yeah, it was like Scooby-Doo. They were showing Scooby-Doo cartoons like, on Cartoon Network from the 70s or whenever that show
came
the
out. Original Hanna-Barbera ones are not any of our generation.
Yeah, dude, what the hell?
We got the remastered.
Look at him laughing. Like, he's so funny. Oh, yeah, it's the gray. Yeah.
He's laughing.
Yeah, I know.
They're you can't see the
chicken. I'm laughing on the outside, but on the inside, I'm dying a little inside. And
you're more of a Jetsons guy, right?
I've never actually watched an episode of the Jetsons.
It's terrible.
I have watched a lot of the Flintstones.
Very good.
But the Jetsons just seems like, hey, let's do the Flintstones.
In space.
Right. In a future age society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people think they're the same universe.
Oh.
Like, that's where the Flintstones evolve into.
It's just time. But the
The
Flintstones actually take place afterwards, because there's
post-apocalypse. Post-apocalypse. Yeah, I like that.
That makes sense.
I like that. There's some sort of Daenerys Targaryen in that universe that burns the whole thing down. Yeah, I want to see that.
That robot butler took over.
The robot. Oh, that is true.
A robot maid.
How did, what's her name, Rosie? Sure. How do I know that? God. I am proving Joe right here. Like, that is my generation, I guess. I actually am well-versed in old pop culture.
You're just name dropping stuff.
No one gets this in this room, and yet here I am with this knowledge that like proves I'm the oldest mother bleeper in this time slot.
Yeah, we're still the youngest show by far on the station.
Yeah, how many other 60-year-olds do we have at the station? Three?
At least three.
Three? Four? Dell's 60, right? Black Dell Crack, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea how old Dell is.
Dell's 60.
I watched some video today of John Granato for president. Todd was showing it to me from like 1560, and Dell's in it, and I'm like, Dell could have been 25 in this video. I have no idea how old he is now.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people older than me at the station. I'm one of the younger ones.
Absolutely.
That's at least what I tell myself.
On the lower half?
The lower half.
You're one of the three youngest people on the station.
Every day.
Yeah. Thank you guys for gassing me up a little.
Yeah. We don't count Sam and Abigail as part-timers. No,
man, they make me feel so effing old with these TikTok routines that they try to make us do. They're like, it'll trust us. It'll work. And what bothers me is it does.
Yeah,
it works.
That's the worst
I'm like,
part.
What the hell? I don't know what this is. Anyway, we're all over the place. It is Gallon and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Stay put.
You are back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Texans Jets tonight, Thursday night football. Al Michaels on the call. Kirk Herbstreit, he's also there. Kind of wish we got less of Kirk Herbstreit, to be perfectly honest. I feel like Kirk is meant for college football, not for the National Football League. Perhaps that is just because I'm so used to him doing college football, whether it's with the video game that he was in for a while or being part of the biggest game on ESPN every single week for feels like forever. But
feels unnatural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to say this about a person, but it's almost like word association. Say Kirk Herbstreit, I think college football. I see him doing a game on TV and I'm like, it just feels off. He's good at it, but I just feel like it should be only on Saturdays.
And some of it, you know, hats off to him. He's becoming more of a brand. You know, he is more. When Kirk Herbstreit's calling a game, you kind of know it's Kirk Herbstreit calling a game.
Yeah, because his dog's barking in the background.
Yeah, exactly. And So when you're getting like, oh, this is very Kirk Herbstreit forward on College Game Day, the biggest college game of the week. Normal, and he does a Pat McAfee hit during the week. And then now also on Thursday nights I'm hearing it. That's where it's like, all right, dude. Enough about you and your dog.
To me, it's not even overexposure. The dog does annoy me, and I don't care who knows it. I like dogs, but the people who bring their dogs around all the time, you don't need to bring it around all the time. It's an animal.
I'm glad we live or we work at a place that's not like, oh, yeah, just bring your dog whenever. No.
I
brought my dog once.
Did you really?
It was Harvey, so.
Oh, yeah.
I got told you had to come in. I was like, all right, Joe, you got to come work. Run the board for, I was like, for what? And I go, the network still lives. I said, cool, I'm bringing my dog. First thing she did, peed in the studio.
Kind of mark her territory. Whoops.
Nice.
Told them what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But.
Worst thing to ever happen in that studio.
The thing with Herbstreit isn't the association with college for me as much as I think he treats color commentary in the NFL like he treats college. In that, I think he's not as harsh as he needs to be. That's why I like Aikman. Aikman doesn't give a bleep anymore. And I hope that Brady gets there eventually. I think Herbstreit still glad handles everything, and I guess he'll eventually grow into it. But I don't know. When you're calling as many college games as you do, to go back and like start throwing a high heat in the middle of a Thursday game while Al Michaels is saying, like, what the hell? Like he did in the last week's Thursday Night Football game. Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
And there is a little bit of, like, he is kind of the out and like more of an outsider to NFL, the NFL game than he is the college game, where like there probably is some of it is just kind of internal in his head of like, hey, I don't rip guys when I do a college game. So it's hard to flip into ripping. And also it might be hard to rip guys that, you know, are playing NFL football where he's the guy who parachutes in once a week.
Mm-hmm. And normally he watches college football, so he's like, these guys all look great.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, that's a bad play. But
I just have to watch Bo Nix on Saturday.
Like a great athlete.
Kenyon Green is by far the best offensive lineman in college.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? Hey, maybe somebody will compliment that. Anyway, let's keep going here. There is another broadcaster I want to talk about. We might save this for garbage time. I just saw this pop up and I forgot to put it into the rundown. Something Dan Orlovsky said today was wild. But D'Amico Ryans had this to say about last year's game between the Texans and Jets. And if it applies to tonight, the Jets did beat the Texans 30-6 last December when they were quarterbacked by Zach Wilson.
Last year has no bearings on the game that we're playing, you know, on Thursday. We have a different team. They have a different team. So it has nothing to do with where we are now. Focused on our team this year and us. It's about us, you know, getting ready to go play our best versus the Jets.
It's about us. It's about our team.
In a way, Jets. I feel like the way that they lost last year is going to have them focusing a little bit more.
It should.
It was the most embarrassing thing that happened to the Texans last year by far.
They got dog walked by Zach Wilson.
Dog walked.
I mean, Zach Wilson was the quarterback. He lost 30-6. Your quarterback got concussed. Like it should matter. I hope that's not what is being said behind closed doors. That's a very politically correct D'Amico Ryans right there.
Yeah, I imagine there's an idea we want to kick their ass for this one. Especially, you know, hey, if you're a Texans offensive lineman and there's questions about you just going up to that to this game. Last year you were banged up and Stroud got walloped all game long and then eventually kicked out essentially by that concussion that he suffered. So, are you going to perhaps be Robert Pattinson Batman? I'm vengeance when you come back out to Gotham City tonight. We'll see. But I hope they are. I hope they're mean. I hope they're violent.
I hope they win 30-6. Just get your revenge.
That would be nice. If they win 30-6, I might be super hype mode tomorrow.
Oh.
I might not do a costume. I might bring the Texans starter jacket back out. I haven't brought it out since before week one.
I think Magnum PI could wear the Texans starter jacket. I think it could go well together.
I don't know.
Has to be a Dolphin starter.
I don't know. I think I'm saving the mustache for Saturday night. We're going to have a fresh stash on Saturday. And then we're going to see if I keep it on Monday. We'll see.
It just depends on how Saturday it goes. It depends on what the scouting report is.
I know what you're saying. I don't know though. Can we have a show with two stashes? Yes. And a border and a kind of stash?
Sean?
Because Sean, you have a disconnected beard.
I think
from
we have to go
stash.
All stash. That was an insult.
That's all right.
What?
You're saying it doesn't connect.
Well, it's not connected now. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, because I'm doing the camerizing.
I know that. That's what I mean.
Well, also, it's easy.
I've seen you have a beard. So, yeah. I'm not saying you can't grow facial hair.
I think we just all go all stash.
I'm halfway there.
I mean, it's Movember, so we might as well.
We're fighting cancer.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're actually going to do anything, but.
No, you're welcome. We're doing our part.
Yeah, we'll be the stash show.
The stash show?
People look at us and think cancer. So, yeah.
Sounds kind of. Whoa.
They'll look at us with all three mustaches. We're raising awareness for cancer.
Don't make us seem like Kevin Garnett's looking at us like we have a disorder. Like he did Charlie Villanueva thing. Unbelievable.
We'll keep our eyebrows.
No, I was saying he was a cancer to his team in the league. Oh, were you, Kevin?
100% something he did not say.
Good God.
What are the worst ones of all? Like that might be number one of like the worst.
Worst lie?
Yeah.
There's a pretty big LeBron one from last night. Did you see the quote?
No.
Well, the Lakers went into Cleveland, obviously a homecoming, not just for LeBron, but also for LeBron James Jr. And LeBron, what did he say? Hold on, I'm looking for the real quote. But he basically said, like, I don't know how I would have handled that amount of pressure that was on Bronny tonight. I think he even said, like, at that age.
Oh, my God.
The Cavs put up a welcome home, Bronny. Next to the,
yeah,
it was, oh my god!
It,
like when they welcome him into the
like
visitor
as they
locker
walk
room.
Into the visitor
Get
locker
out.
Room. On one side,
I don't believe you.
It said welcome home, LeBron.
I don't believe you.
On the other side, it said welcome, Bron.
Does he have a tribute video of being a child on the court side? Good God!
The LeBron quote was actually a little bit worse. He said, "quote He's better than I would have been in that situation. If the roles were reversed, I don't know how I would have been able to handle that." About LeBron James scoring 2 points in Cleveland. He got drafted to Cleveland as, like, the franchise.
I am physically nauseous. This is disgusting.
He scored,
I'm not
25 in game one.
I refused. Oh, my God.
It's like
Joe
him,
just showed me a picture of it on,
It's like him as a kid, right?
And, like, LeBron's barely in it. And the picture is mostly him and J.R. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Just end it all now. Just someone send the nukes. Just end it all now, okay?
Nuketown comes out tomorrow on Call of Duty, so.
No, I didn't mean that.
R.I.P. to Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Didn't mean that. Oh, my God.
Anyway. Bronny's probably going to the G League.
Stop.
I'm just saying,
Gallon and George. I'm going to think about some things. Maybe I'll be back on the other side. First, though, hey! We got some free stuff for you. Yes, we do. Caller number two. Guess what you're going to? You're going to see the Cougars take on the Kansas State Wildcats. Saturday, 2:30 at TDECU. Get ready for an afternoon of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of a crowd at the college football games like that. Our beloved Cougs will be playing, and don't miss the Blackout Special, a ticket and a t-shirt for just $30. To grab this deal, visit uhcougars.com/black. Again, uhcougars.com/black. Come early, be loud, and wear black as we pack TDECU Stadium. Caller 2 again, a pair of tickets, 713-780-3776. It's Gallon and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now I truly am going to walk down the hallway, contemplating the meaning of it all, knowing what we're having a LeBron James son tribute video and poster posted for a Lakers-Cavs game. Stay put.
We're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Texans, Jets tonight. Do you think there's a chance that Aaron Rodgers gets 86th a la Brett Favre back in the day with the Minnesota Vikings. Joe, didn't your Bears do that?
They did.
Remember that frozen field they were playing outside at Minnesota's stadium?
Corey Wooten, I think is who it was. He killed him, basically.
Not literally. Definitely concussed him.
He football killed him.
There was that meme, I forget what game it was from, where Aaron Rodgers is on his back looking like he's seen all sorts of terrible things happen. And I feel like that is in play for tonight. But I wonder, and mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. I wonder if I were to call my friends over there, if they were to add a line of, will this be the last game Aaron Rodgers ever plays, given his inability to move and given the ferocious nature of a Texan swarming defense.
Okay, so I would set it at, like, I feel like, yeah, like it's going to be plus odds. His last game was a Jet. Plus 400. So you bet $100, you win 400. That this is the Aaron Rodgers' last game was a Jet because Daniel Hunter eats him with his giant arms, basically.
What is he, a thin cannibal?
Yeah, you're basically asking,
will they
injure him?
Yeah, will they re-tear his Achilles? He can't move, and every time he gets up off the ground, it looks like it's a chore. So
it's definitely going to be, maybe not definitely. I feel really good about the chances that there will be plays where Aaron Rodgers slow to get up after that one, and they're replaying it, and they're Kirk Herbstreit's like, yeah, you know, when you're 40 years old, it really hurts when Will Anderson hits you like that.
Then he'll go on a riff about him. Ben, actually, in dog years, is 134.
Yeah, exactly.
It hurts for him to get up every day, but I make him walk with me everywhere I go.
And Al Michaels, you can't see it, but you know he's rolling his eyes. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, just the chances that you knock someone out of a game. It's pretty tough.
There's going to be at least two moments in this game, I would say, where we question if Aaron Rodgers is going to leave. Because he's going to get hit and just struggle to get off.
Well, do you think he'll walk off the field like he's Antonio Brown?
Or crawl off the field like he did in the
I forgot about that. And he was totally fine.
I could see that.
Oh, that
like,
would be.
Like, just like Will Anderson chasing him down as he's trying to escape out of the pocket. And all of a sudden you see Rodgers just crawling.
Junior Broncos is calling out our lack of excitement. He feels like the deep steel blue pills here are not working. There's no energy for tonight. People are acting like the 2-5 Jets or the Tom Brady Patriots. I mean, they are favored over the Texans for what it's worth. The Jets have one good corner who cheats. Ooh, scary.
Mm. Ooh, the matchup no one's talking about. Sauce Gardner versus Derek Stingley Jr. Who's going to have the better game?
Well, I know who's going to have the... I know who has a better chance of a Trevon Diggs moment after the game. It's definitely Mr. I Live Online Sauce Gardner.
Yes. He's if there was betting odds for that one, he would be by far the betting favorite.
Who will be the first Jet to tweet about how mad he is at halftime? 713-780-3776.
So Sauce.
Aaron doesn't tweet, so.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick.
Hassan Reddick.
That's he's got to be number two. What did Devontae you say to Bill Adams. Belichick the
he said,
other day?
He basically implied that Bill Belichick is talking about him so much that he is on his knees. It was crass, to say the least.
Bold. It's a bold move. Almost as bold as Ryan Clark dressing up like Bill Belichick.
Ryan Clark wore whiteface today.
He did.
And Dan Orlovsky asked an interesting question that we're going to hear from in garbage time. But, you know, there is a line, guys. There's a line. There is a line. And sometimes you got to ask the question, how far is too far.
Oh,
we got some bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Gallant and George ask a simple question: how far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? But you gotta ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
Who is that, Bill Paxton?
No, it's the big voice. Actually, maybe it was
the sound of. Sounded like Bill Paxton.
R.I.P. Pour one out.
Yeah, the clip.
Yeah, it might have been Bill Paxton.
The only man killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien. Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Bill Paxton, yeah. Killed, the first person killed by Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. In Predator 2, which is a hilarious sequel to Predator 1, he gets killed. He is so funny in that movie. And then you've also got in Aliens, Bill Paxton stealing the show for the first half of the movie. Also gets killed by aliens.
He drops it. Game over, man.
Just gets the trio.
Anyway, this game, Joe tells us something, and we keep on going and going and going until we have determined that we have gone too far. Joe?
Well, I guess we could start here. This might already be too far. Kenyon Green starting tonight. But the question is how quickly are you yanking him out of the game if you're D'Amico Ryans? How many sacks or times getting knocked over, getting pancaked, is too far for Kenyon Green in tonight's game?
That's a good question because it involves numbers. Hit me.
All right, I'll start with just one sack. And he gets knocked on his ass in the same play.
I think that would be it. I think that'd do it. I think that'll do it. No, I mean, look, he was on a short leash on Sunday. He got pulled up. He got pulled early in that game, and then of course Jarrett Patterson got hurt, so he had to go back in. So I think it's going to be a very short leash. I think, Joe, it might be more about series than sacks. Like, I feel like 2 to 3 series
at most.
If he struggles, he will be pulled.
Yeah, because if he gives up a big sack on and to Quinnen Williams against CJ Stroud, they're not going to yank him in the middle of the drive. They're going to let them go 3 and out or, you know, stall out for a field goal before they take them. So, okay, so 2 series. How far do you think he goes in this game before he gets replaced tonight?
You know what? D'Amico Ryan said that he's going to turn it around.
Yeah.
So you think he's going to go the distance?
No, just more than 2 series. 2 series is not
okay,
too far.
Okay, okay. Half the game. Are we getting a half?
Sean's the only one still in here.
Half is too far.
Okay.
Right. He gets pulled in the second quarter.
In the second quarter?
Second quarter.
Okay, I'm on board.
Third drive, fourth drive.
All right. This one is going to be, we're going to go a little outside the box here. Okay, we're gonna talk about Halloween tonight.
Halloween.
Okay, we all know, like, there's always good people when you go trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And then there's the people who you don't quite understand.
Like the dentists who give you toothbrushes.
All right, let's start there. Is that too far?
Yes.
I get why they're doing it if they're a dentist. I feel like it's against their code.
Okay.
So every man has to have a code.
How do we feel about fruits? Is that too far?
That's too far.
Like fruit? Yeah, that's weird.
like they don't want to give out candy, so they give out like an apple?
I saw a meme, and it was definitely like a bleep post. It wasn't real, but someone had like a pho. It was like just like a tub of pho that was sitting on a chair. So like one...
one like slurp.
one slurp each. So I almost feel like that's not real. Like, what are you going to leave out there? Like bananas?
Well,
apples?
They definitely have to come to the door.
They have to hand it out, which is a dangerous game because... hand an apple to the wrong kid. It's sitting right back.
It's getting thrown back.
Yeah, like that's got like honestly, laser blades.
I hope they're not a Texas fan.
My kid tonight, like, he loves apples, but he knows what he's doing. Okay, he knows what
he knows.
Well,
that's not
he
the
knows
game.
What game he's in for tonight. He's in for the game. He's looking for the biggest chocolate bars we can find. If someone gives him an apple, I just want to see what he might throw it back. He might be that kid. Is Halloween? Is it too far to use Halloween as a time to spread the good word?
Oh.
There was a person...
Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, Christians.
Okay.
There was a person who I grew up next to, and they would give out Milky Ways, but they would staple Bible verses to the candy.
Someone's going
to
read it.
Numbers game.
You know what?
The garbage men who pick up all the wrappers?
Don't hate the player. Don't hate the game. Hate Satan. Those guys do. They're just trying to save the kids.
They're trying to save the kids.
It is, in the eyes of some, a demonic holiday, so.
I think that's why they did it.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised that it wasn't, like, staple to an apple.
This is a good night. Jehovah's Witnesses, this is a good night for you because you can get some free candy while, you know, spreading the good word.
go as a Jehovah's
Witness. Yeah. Yeah.
Finesse on the game. I'll bring my clip-on tie.
How far is too far? Continues.
How far is too far? Trying to find the best way to word this. I don't want to get canceled.
Well, no matter what you say, just know it's better than what Dan Orlovsky is saying in the next segment.
Paul, you go to a bar.
Okay.
You're celebrating Halloween.
Okay.
Is there a certain point where you see a lady's costume and you get uncomfortable? Or on Halloween, is everything fair game?
Uncomfortable or what?
Uncomfortable,
is that
like
you're
he has to readjust like, how he's
like,
sitting?
You're just like...
Got to go to the bathroom and adjust myself.
That's what. Take it however you want.
No, I have never on Halloween.
Open to interpretation.
I have never on Halloween been walking around
like it's middle school on the bus.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That was the worst. Middle school on the bus. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, oh, damn it. Can't do anything about this.
No,
huh?
I meant like,
we're
going
to take a little time to get off the bus.
I meant more like you're uncomfortable with how little clothing.
No, I'm never uncomfortable with that.
That's someone's daughter.
Like, yeah. I don't have kids yet, so that's not a problem.
Not
for
my
me.
Problem.
At some point, it probably will be. But listen, I, you know, love my mom, love my sister, and I respect women. And I respect women's ability to express themselves. Mm. Strong, powerful, independent. Mm-hmm. Especially the ladies at Boulevard last night. Holy crap. So there you go.
That was a good advertisement for Boulevard. I think they're going to get some
business. Dude, Boulevard's great.
I think they're going to get some business tonight.
This is a non-paid endorsement. I think it's great. It's a little older than everything else on 19th. I'm loving it.
Next week, Paul Gallant here for Boulevard.
Listen, I would. I totally would. Drinks are pretty cheap. It's a pretty good spot.
Nice.
So there you go. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's it.
How far is too far? Every single Thursday at 2:30. Texans and Jets tonight. Dan Orlovsky said something. I can't believe he said it. We're going to play for you next, and then we do garbage time. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George. Make sure you're hanging out with us at Nick's Place tonight for Texans and Jets. We're sending off John Granato, Lance Zierlein to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. This is a Hall of Fame moment for Dan Orlovsky. You know, everyone talks about him running out of the back of the end zone accidentally. It happens. I don't blame him for that. But he's got some thoughts. He just does. They'd all seem to be just a stream of consciousness. And I don't think he quite knows when to perhaps keep some of these things to himself. Anyway, this is Dan Orlovsky today on ESPN.
Two questions, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I probably shouldn't ask the first one, but I'm gonna ask it.
Yeah.
And I'm being dead serious.
Oh no.
Why do black dudes smell better than white dudes?
Oh.
Well, then you put off
then
the
you,
smell.
Then you have the comment in the summertime, you don't shower as frequently because you just jump in the pool.
Like Stephen A smells like
you're not
smells,
hearing black guys say that.
Smells good. Like
that's part of the sexy.
Why but that's the thing though. That's the thing. Why is that?
Well, you know. Bathing has a lot to do with
it. No.
I mean,
I had to include the Stephen A. line. That's so funny. Well, bathing has a lot to do with
it. Is Stephen A. implying that we, of the white delegation, that we don't shower?
No,
because that's true. I did not today.
No, Dan Orlovsky had a take he talked about how he lives, where sometimes in the summer he doesn't take a shower. He just jumps in the pool and jumps out.
And didn't he say he also doesn't wash his towel more than like once every 2 weeks.
He's got
it was a crazy long amount of we've talked about that before.
He's got some strange takes about being in the same room as women.
He's 30 times? He says he uses towel 30 times before he washes it.
That's like 3 months
even
for how little.
Even in college I wouldn't do that.
That's disgusting.
30 is insane.
That is really gross. Oh God. In fact, that makes me shudder a little bit. So yeah, that is Dan Orlovsky on a TV channel that's listen, they're going places.
Just asking questions.
They're just asking the questions everyone wants to know. Anyway, let's do some garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
All right, guys. In garbage time, it seems that Bob Costas is finally retiring.
All right.
From broadcasting. What does that mean? Hopefully just no more baseball playoff games with him.
I mean, I know they say that, but didn't we just go through this with John Sterling and the Yankees? Where he just magically came back due to the playoffs?
What? His final call of the World Series was great.
It was okay.
It wasn't. It was more than okay. It
now,
gave me joy.
Andrew Marchand did say, or Marchand, whatever it is. He said specifically
Marchand
from MLB play-by-play broadcast.
Okay.
So, AKA, I think he got fired.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
listen, that's the only thing he does play-by-play for, unless it's the Olympics too, right?
Yeah. He didn't do any Olympics.
He didn't even do any. Okay. So, yeah, I don't even know what – I think he's just available for thoughts. That's what Bob Costas is now.
Or it was just like MLB Network was like, yeah, let's harken back to the old days of Bob Costas. And then this year, for whatever – I mean, this year, because he called the Yankees series, more people watched it, and more people were like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, terrible.
Continuing in garbage time, lots of Halloween costumes out there. And on Inside the NFL, Ryan Clark went full whiteface, and he dressed up as Bill Belichick.
It just looked, like, uncomfortable.
I've watched that show, and I gotta say, the show is rather uncomfortable. I watched it because I've heard all these rave reviews about Bill Belichick. It's super edited. You can tell, like, the editing that they do on it, they are really kind of choppy with it. It's kind of disappointing. I like all the guys who are on the show. I think Ryan Clark's good at talking about the NFL. I like Chris Long, Chad Ochocinco. I feel like they're all entertaining people. And it's weird. It's like this show needs to be unedited to make it better, but it just feels strange.
Well, because they still have to fit into like a, like, aren't they?
They're on the CW.
Yeah, so they have to fit into a block, whether it's 22 minutes or 45, whatever it is. They have to fit into it. So
I watched an episode two Fridays ago, and they just interviewed some random rapper who happens to be a Steelers fan, and I stopped watching right after that. I was like, okay, I have no idea who this person
He's
is.
He's like, I'm done.
Yeah. She's a famous Steelers fan. Okay, sure.
It's like that Chargers fan that we found out was an actor last year. Wasn't a real person.
That's true. Right. I think she had been a Vikings fan or something before. Yeah. Continuing in garbage time, we have more news about who dating Bill Belichick, what they're wearing for Halloween, because just like Linda Holiday, his ex-boo thing of many years, dressed up as Kill Bill, and some people thought it meant that was a shot at Bill Belichick. His girlfriend now is wearing an iconic look of Bill Belichick wearing short shorts and a crop top hoodie from back with the New York Giants.
Yeah, I saw the look.
So before she was alive?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
She was like -5.
She might have been even younger than that at that point.
She's 24, right? Are you saying she's 23?
Yeah, I think she's 23. 23 or 24.
So she was born like, let's just say 2000.
In 2000?
Yeah. Jared Goff and his wife dressed up as Ricky Bobby and wife.
Jared Goff. Christian, top 5 quarterback.
Christian McCaffrey dressed as the Tin Man.
So he's hurt?
Olivia Culpo seemed to make him do that. That's his wife.
Tin Man's a tough one.
Macaulay Culkin dressed as Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was asked today about dressing up for Halloween, and he says he doesn't get it.
The guy who bleached his hair before the season starts and tried to act like he was Eminem doesn't get dressed up.
Yeah, he basically dressed up as Eminem to start the season.
And that seems strange.
It's tomato, tomato. As one does.
As one does.
Anyway, that's it. That's all she wrote.
Enjoy the next show.
We're going to be at... we're going to be at Nick's place.
I'm annoyed with the next show.
Gotcha. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Running people out of the Twitch during show is an insane move.
Yeah, it is interesting. But hey, listen.
Enjoy it.
As one does. It is Galan and George. Big thanks to Joe George, to Sean Mapes, our texters, our YouTubers, our Twitchers and tweeters. I'm merely Paul Galan. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. And go Texans. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace.
ESPN
97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.